Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing center tutoring, we're brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, the UCWBL, as it's known. And you can check us out at depaul.edu/writing. I'm your host, Ryan McQueeny. I'm joined in studio with my co-host, Mariah Wolfel.
Hello again.
And then from our outreach team at the UCWBL, James and Avery, say hi again.
Hey.
Hello again.
That which you just heard was What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber. The beautiful sounds of Justin Bieber, as I'm sure everyone agrees with in this studio. But we're
silence.
We're
blank
gonna go
stares
into
silence.
To one of our segments, Rhetoric of Pop. So let's really get to the root of this just absolutely deep, really thought-provoking song by Justin Bieber.
Let's do it. So with Rhetoric of Pop, we take a song from the top Billboard charts and rhetorically analyze it. This week, JB is number 2. Last week, we did The Hills by The Weeknd. Mm. And so I'm going to be asking questions, and you guys can just analyze this text as much as you can. With its repetitive verses and chorus. And just some background information. Ryan and I got in a heated argument about Justin Bieber during our planning session.
We don't have enough time to even get into
We don't, but I just wanted to say, if you feel any tension on your end, it's just because of our creative differences and our opinions on Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Anyways, what is the historical occasion that would give rise to the composition of this text? What is the historical relevance that Justin Bieber would want to write this text, do you guys think? Does he allude to that in the song at all?
Everyone looks confused because what is this song really even?
I think that maybe a really loud noise just happened near him and he can't hear very well. So people are talking to him, but he can't understand. So he's trying to figure out what they mean.
That is what lyrics in the song would make you
happened,
think that?
Yeah.
Or what part of the song, I should say? Is there an
all
aspect?
I would say specifically the fact that the question is repeated so many times.
He really can't hear.
I don't take that as rhetorical then. I think he legitimately wants to know what people mean because he can't hear what they're saying.
No, I agree with that. That would really fit with the repetitiveness of the chorus and the outro. There's some interest. The verses, though, may kind of upset that theory a bit. Mm-hmm. Unless, he can't really understand what the other person is saying. So therefore, there may be some miscommunication where he thinks they're indecisive, when really it's just he can't understand what they're saying.
He does
say, if I might add, in defense, he says that she doesn't know if she wants to go left or right. She nods her head no. She nods her head yes. And so I think the Biebs is a little confused about what she's trying to say. And historically, within their relationship, it seems that this is a recurring...
They're having reoccurring communication issues. Mm. And you know what this song really is about? This is an old school throwback jam about how girls suck.
Right. So now I know. It all comes out when we talk about Justin Bieber. Right.
No, it's not a gender thing, really. It's a relationships thing. It's when your partner and you just can't get on the same page.
Yeah, totally. I don't see anything to say that the speaker here is either male or female.
Right.
Right.
That's true. We could do a female cover of this and have it really be the same thing. But it's about relationship communication issues, which I think we've all been there. Mm-hmm. We've all been where the Biebs is at right now with his lady.
Right.
Although we can't give you the visual aspect of it, so we won't linger on this too long. If you've actually watched the music video for this, none of us have ever been in the situation he puts himself in this video.
You should just watch it. Watch the music video.
Literally doesn't make any sense at all. But there are some sick skateboarding scenes.
Do you guys think that Justin Bieber effectively communicates his message to the audience?
What do you mean?
I certainly do. I think there's no confusion on the part of the audience or the listener, really understanding where he's coming from in terms of that whole miscommunication.
Yeah. He may not know what we mean, but we know what he means.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Totally. Can you guys summarize the main idea? I mean, we kind of already have. But what is he really saying? What is he trying to get across?
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of what you were saying before, Ryan, about the whole miscommunication that comes with relationships and kind of trying to be on the same page with someone, but really not knowing where they're coming from, which can lead to a lot of awkwardness and a lot of repetition.
What do you see any parts of the text specifically that reveal the values of Justin Bieber or his audience and how he uses those to kind of communicate his message?
I think that's an interesting question for this one because, and we had kind of talked about this earlier before we came on, is that this was kind of being praised for being kind of like not a progressive, but like an active stance on like promoting consent, which upon the first time you hear this, it doesn't really seem like it would be about that at all. But lines like, what do you mean when you nod your head yes, but you want to say no? And the idea of that confusion that comes out of, are you saying yes because you really want to say yes, or are you saying yes because
you feel pressured
or, some sort of societal complex has been put on you that you feel the need to say yes, or, when you really deep down, like Justin can see into your eyes and he knows you want to say no. So maybe it is there to provoke that conversation. I don't know if Bieber himself is thinking too hard about these types of questions, but to give the man some credit, I mean, some of the lines here do seem to kind of provoke those ideas.
Right. I agree. At first glance of the lyrics, you'd think it's about an argument, but there are deeper, it could be interpreted with a deeper meaning than simply they're in an argument and she's walking left and right and doesn't know which way she wants to go.
So it's not about like a loud noise or
no.
I think James, that was an incredible interpretation of the song, and I will use that in the future.
I think Justin has made another interesting jam with plenty of thought-provoking lyrics in
it.
Not plenty, really. It's a bit repetitive, but... speaking of repetition, we'll get back to everyone's favorite segment, Word of the Day. I actually didn't really take a poll to figure out whether this was actually everyone's favorite segment, but I think everyone's favorite segment, comma, Word of the Day is now the new title for Word of the Day.
Oh, yeah.
So to remind our users, our listeners, the Word of the Day this week is largiloquent. It is an adjective. We have given two hints so far. One is that it could be used to describe the radio hosts, not just on Scrawl, but all over Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection, and also really just anyone in our studio right now, I would say, in my opinion. But it also could be used to describe some of the writers that we get in for appointments at the Writing Center. And I also kind of did a little weird hint where I said that makes for an interesting appointment when a largiloquent writer comes in. So I guess getting to guesses, what's the vibes? What are we feeling? How do we think?
Does anyone have a really eager guess that they need to spit out right now, immediately?
No.
I do.
Nobody has any idea.
I think it's a largely eloquent person. So someone who is 100% eloquent all the time. There's certainly radio hosts like that. But then your clue about the Writing Center appointment kind of threw me off, because I don't know if that makes for an interesting appointment, being largely eloquent. I mean, it's nice when I get an eloquent writer.
I'm noticing a theme so far with our first two words of the day, is that people like to pick up on pieces of the word and assume that has to definitely
That's
do with
always my strategy.
So I'm seeing the quint
you
in
see
there.
Right through me.
It's largely eloquent, and they've just made a conjunction of that, right. And it's largely eloquent.
I think I'm going to go similar to that, but a little bit different, and say it's a combination of largesse and eloquence. So it's right. Like an easy talking style, maybe.
Okay.
Like a radio DJ voice.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
How about you, Avery?
I'm going to use some kind of context clues with your clue about interesting. I'm going to assume maybe it has something to do with being like provocative or like inspiring conversation or something like that.
Interesting. Yeah. So
I'm
that.
Going to take a step away from the conjunction aspect of it. And
thank you. Thank you for the variety, okay. Avery.
All right. I'm just going to say, and not to say that anyone's definition was necessarily correct, but I think I'm going to deem Avery our winner this week, and she will be receiving the prize of one hug from Ryan McQueenie, which is
why
a sought after prize. But yes, so the word largiloquent, it's a simple definition, guys. It really just means talkative or full of words.
Or largely eloquent.
Yeah, it doesn't actually have anything to do with whether your words are eloquent or come out in a certain style. But just that you have lots of them.
I did wonder how you were thinking of largely there.
Yeah.
There are different different ways you could go with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, so, that's Avery, Latin, you know what? I really just liked your thought process on it.
Well, thank you.
I really
you.
Liked the way you broke that down.
Thank you so much.
You are this week's winner.
And we are out of time on Skrull Radio. It's been lovely talking to you, James, and you, Avery. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you to our listeners. Next week, we are going to be starting a 2-week publishing series where we will be talking with Crook and Folly magazine from DePaul, and they will be talking about the process of getting your essays published. And then the week after that, we will be talking about Big Shoulder Books, which is DePaul's specific publishing company. So tune into that. We are going to end our show how we always do on Skrull Radio, which is by me saying, this is Skrull Radio, reminding you to, and then at the same time, we will all say, put it in writing. So thank you again so much. It's been a lovely episode. This is Skrull Radio, reminding you to
put it in writing.